Live and local. Mornings with Todd Sargent. For our sponsor, Harvey Norman Computers, Rutherford and Bennett's Green.
Lindsay Carr slipped into the studio. Were you over a fan? You're kind of sort of wearing... It's multiple colours.
But it is.
Ever a fan of the Bay City Rollers?
It's actually from the H&M shop.
Oh, really?
In Melbourne, yes.
In Melbourne?
Yes, in Melbourne, yes. Before it came here, you see, yes, it was on special.
I actually went into that particular aforementioned store when opened the day, and I just thought, oh, dear, it's just another...
It was too much?
Oh, I just too much.
Is that because it was on special? Otherwise, I wouldn't have. But
okay.
It's okay.
Are you one of those people that go into shops these days? It's the thing in the last 10 to 15 years. Haggling was never a thing in the Australian, you know, vernacular. You just didn't. If you went to Bali or you went overseas, you haggle. But you wouldn't go into a shop and go, look, I know you've got $20 on it, but do a little bit better.
No, I don't do that.
You don't?
I pay the price or I go without.
Exactly right.
Because that's more or less how... This generation was raised, you know, if you don't have the money, well, then you go without.
Well, you know what I do when I haggle? Because if you go to somewhere like Bali or one of those countries, they say they get offended if you don't haggle.
Yes.
And I feel like a cheapskate.
Yes.
So what I'll do, so it could be, say, for example, $20. And I'll say, how much do you want for it? And they'll say, oh, it's $20. And you know you got to haggle. So I'll say, oh, look, will you take $19.90? I just can't do it. I just have a real problem haggling.
Do they still have lay-by?
They still have lay-by.
They still have lay-by, do they?
Okay. Yeah, lay-by is still available.
Lay-by was a big deal in my day, yes.
And it's becoming more and more popular.
Is it, really?
Oh, it's a smart way to go.
No, okay. Yes. Well, no, actually, I bought this outright.
Oh, did you?
Because it was on special.
Well, you're a man of means.
I am.
By no means.
Well, I don't know about that. I look as though I am.
Fantastic. And that's got absolutely nothing to do with what's happening in and around Newcastle and the Hunter over the weekend. But what can we get up to this weekend?
Quite a few festivals, including the 29th Newcastle Jazz Festival, which for the first time is at West at New Lambton, as opposed to being in town. You get more than 30 hours and 30 local and national bands of jazz, including... A salute to Louis Armstrong and
Fantastic.
Duke Ellington and some of the jazz from the American Prohibition era.
Hard to believe it's the 29th year of this festival.
29th, yes.
And getting bigger and bigger every year.
Yes, and it's a full weekend too, from late this afternoon till late Sunday afternoon. And among the many, many bands, you get the Dungeon Big Band, which is always good to listen to, and the Newcastle branch of the Australian Army Band.
Fantastic.
So that's pretty good. Yes?
Something for everyone in the world of jazz.
My word. The International Animation Festival is on tonight and tomorrow at the Tower Cinemas in King Street. A smorgasbord of the world's award-winning and very quirky cartoons.
Interesting you say that. We were talking about this festival a little earlier in the week, and there's a GIF competition to design a GIF, and you had till midnight on Wednesday night to do it. So all of the people who entered... It's going to be projected as well, so this is interesting stuff.
Okay. Well, you get, obviously, from around the world, these cartoons, and they've got a special session just for kids, and it finishes with a late-night bazaar full of weird and wacky and possibly offensive cartoons for the over 18, so just be aware of that.
Yeah, take the children away after the kiddies'
cartoons,
is that right?
Yeah. The Newcastle Food and Wine Expo at the Newcastle Entertainment Centre, where you get more than 100 exhibitors and free tastings and demonstrations. And once you've had your fill of gourmet food, it might be wise to go just across the way to the Health, Harmony and Soul Festival, where they can... fix you up. Yeah, well, exactly right, yes. With all spiritual stuff and healthy living and psychics as well, workshops. That's this weekend at the Newcastle Entertainment Centre.
Have you ever been to a psychic? Are you a believer?
Yeah. No, but I have been. I went once for fun, yes.
And how close was the psychic?
Well, nothing is yet, but I was told... nothing is yet, no. But I was told, hang on, I was told when I would die.
Great, I'll grab my pencil.
So this is why I can't... nothing has happened as yet, you see.
So when? What's the date? I got a pencil?
I haven't got the date, but I've got the age.
Okay. I just need to know if I get someone else to do the weekend... information.
Well, 97, they said. So
okay,
I think can you put that back? Put it back.
It'll be fine, it's all right.
Okay, yeah. A couple of years yet.
You'll outlive me.
A couple of years. Well, this is according to them.
Yeah.
And it was said so definitely, and the number was said, 97. That was it.
You'd have to be happy with that, though, wouldn't you?
Not really. They didn't say what sort of a state I'd be in by the time I reached that 97, but they did say 97.
Mm.
Though I don't know. Who knows?
Have you got a money back
said,
guarantee
it was
on
said
that?
Definitely.
Okay.
Do you want to know when you're going to die? And I said, oh, not really, but they told me anyway, 97.
So they said it in a commanding voice.
They did.
Nice.
They did, and you tend to believe it. when people speak like that, you do tend to believe
it. It's all
it.
In the inflection.
It's true. It's true,
I
yes.
wish I hadn't have asked now. Love,
yes.
love, love.
Love, love, love. This is the new play at the Newcastle Theatre Company. It's been written by a young Englishman who has a shot at the what he thinks is the complacency of the baby boomer generation. It shows the bumpy relationship of a couple from the 60s through to the 90s through to their retirement years. And it's played by the same two actors.
Fabulous.
So that should be interesting.
Nice.
Yeah, it's called Love, Love, Love at the Newcastle Theatre Company in Lambton. There's another quality concert this weekend at the Sisters of Mercy Convent in Singleton. It's called Musical Translations, and it features the Cazador Duo, which is local classical guitarists Mitchell Kells and Tristan Bradley, and they have Latin-inspired music from
Love
Cuba
Latin.
And Argentina, including a steamy tango.
Oof.
So a quality
voila.
Concert in Singleton this Sunday afternoon. And then we have the Morpeth Art Bazaar. Quality, again, handcrafted goods this time by designers and artists from the Hunter Arts Network.
Yes.
And you can even buy there authentic Swedish food.
Meatballs, wouldn't it?
Well, I would imagine.
Hello.
So. Meatballs with what? With a bit of herring or something? Or something like that, yeah. Bit of Flugendorgen, something like that.
I used to have one of those to look
yes. And you can buy homemade ice cream, cupcakes and pizza.
Mm-hmm. And very Swedish.
Yes. I sort of moved on from the Swedish.
Oh, sorry.
And then among the live entertainment, you get...
ABBA.
No. Well, you might get some ABBA songs. You're getting popular tunes from the Maitland branch of Sing Australia.
Nice.
At the Morpeth Art Bazaar.
While you're eating your meatball.
I think maybe the Swedish is only for their particular stall. That's
okay,
all. I don't think it has a Swedish theme running through it, but you know, that's fine.
Hello.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Now, more details. Give us a call here on 4921-5555 or go to the Arts News section of 2NURFM.com. And we'll see you next week, Todd. Thank you.
Lindsay, I'm happy to hear that you will live to the ripe old age of 97.
Well, we assume. We don't know.
Okay. Watch this space.
Ooh,
I'm
yes.
assuming you'll be back next week. Talk to you then. 2NURFM.
2NURFM 103.7.